I pat my leg, grinning, as you sway over to me and gently sit down. Your back is to me and your soft hair is tickling my nose. You smell like coffee and cinnamon. Ay, mi corazón. Your hair is a mess, but you've never looked more soft, sleepy-faced, and no makeup. My heart beats wildly for you, my mouth dying to place whispers of love and affection into your skin. I hum the song playing as I readjust you and nestle your ass into me, letting my fingers trail up and down your thighs. With practiced ease, you lean back into my chest, and I rest my chin on your shoulder. You are ethereal right now, you know that, babe. If there's a place where good people go, I won't go there, but you give me a glimpse of it every day. My lips move against the tender skin at the nape of your neck before tasting you lazily with my tongue. My legs open, dragging yours along. I feel your heart pounding in your ribs. I smile into your hair. I am almost sad I'll never get to go there in the end, you know? But a lifetime of mornings like this with you should make up for it, right? My right hand slides under the leg of your sleep shorts and I use my whole hand to encompass your femininity. A groan leaves me dry-mouthed. You're soft and warm, wordlessly inviting me to get my fill of you again. Angel, you are my endgame. There's never going to be anything like this for me ever again. Now, moan for me, mi amor. My fingers slide between your pussy, rubbing that needy clit that I know is always anticipating me. You're soaked and I sigh, pressing down firmer and taking my time with you. Feeling you squirming and whimpering has me on the edge of heartbeat. You're so wet for me. You really like me making a mess of you in the morning light, yeah? Without warning, I shove a finger inside you and hook it up, mercilessly punishing your pussy for wanting me the way it does. The shameless squelching that cuts through the air has me shivering. You're not expecting my left hand when it wraps around your throat, gentle but firm. I want to surround you and swallow you up. My teeth attack your throat as I withdraw my hand from your shorts and force you to stand. You grunt and gasp when I yank your shorts down and force you to bend over the wooden kitchen chair. Put your knee on the seat and grab the back of it. You nod once and comply, sticking your ass out for me to take the side of you in. Your pussy is weeping and puffy from delicious abuse. Fucking gorgeous. I lick my lips and drop to my knees, grabbing your ass hard before squeezing. Two sharp smacks cut through your whimpering before I spread you open. Don't fucking move. Let me take care of your cariña. I bite your tender thigh. The pain, too close to your pleasure, so you start to shake. I chuckle, using my thumbs to spread you more. You're almost dripping, and I can't help but spank you again before thrusting my fingers inside you. I start mercilessly pumping into you, angling myself to latch onto your clit, sucking and swirling the sensitive bundle. Fuck. You taste like a last meal. Hearing you moan and gasp, begging and breaking. So close already. I bite teasingly at your labia, tugging and using my mouth to make it better. My two fingers becoming three. Come for me, baby girl. Be my good girl. I'm the one groaning when my mouth sucks your clit harder, feeling you clench down on me. I use my other hand to steady you when you start to shake, but I don't stop lazily licking at you once I pull my fingers out of you. Oh no. You always come so prettily for me, babe. Now I want you to do it again.